Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
September 30, 1805. The worst is over. The Corps are still camped, recuperating and building canoes. Many of the men are quite ill from their sudden change in diet from deer and elk to roots, berries, and fish. Throughout this difficult month of disappointments, trials, and danger, Clark has proven himself an effective military leader, planner, cartographer, diplomat, trailblazer, field physician, trader, engineer, and friend. He has held the expedition together through these past days of misery, and today, finally, things begin to turn around. He writes,
"A fine, fair morning. The men recuperating a little. All at work which are able. Great number of small ducks passed down the river this morning. Many Indians passing up and down the river. Captain William Clark, September 30, 1805.
Like a good frontiersman, Clark recognized the first signs of the seasons changing. The ducks were beginning to gather to migrate south for the winter. It was time for the Corps to get moving as well, now that all indications were that everyone was getting well. While several biographies have been written about Lewis, just one exists about Clark. Who was this capable expedition leader? According to the Lewis and Clark Companion by Stephanie Ambrose Tubbs and Clay Jenkinson, he was the ninth child and sixth son of John and Ann Clark. He grew up during the American Revolution, in which his oldest brother, George Rogers Clark, was a major figure. The Clarks were Virginia planters and deeply committed to American independence. William wasn't afforded much education because his family moved to the Kentucky wilderness during his growing up years, but he was an extremely bright man. He joined the Kentucky militia and was later commissioned a lieutenant in the regular army by President Washington. Serving briefly under Clark during the Indian Wars near the Ohio River in the 1790s was a young fellow by the name of Meriwether Lewis. Clark was disillusioned with army life and resigned in 1796. He was then called upon to sort out his oldest brother George's financial and legal difficulties, and traveled some 3,000 miles to meet with creditors, dispose of lands, fight off lawsuits, and restore his brother's affairs to order. In turn, George wrote a letter to President Jefferson, speaking of William as well qualified almost for any business of honor and profit in this country. It is unknown whether George actually recommended William for the expedition. Meriwether Lewis, however, as Jefferson's private secretary, did. Clark was a better boatman and soldier than Lewis, was more relaxed, and a playful man. He was not afraid to complain when conditions made him miserable. He was dedicated to getting the expedition across the continent and back again with as little loss as possible. To all appearances, it couldn't have been done without him. Monday, doing a little laundry.
Throughout the month of September, Day by Day with Lewis and Clark has been written by Whit Hansen, with editorial assistance from Ed Jacobson, and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Captain Lewis read by Russ Palmer. Hear other Days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.